Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dhampur Bioorganics Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be on listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agrawal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Sandeep Sharma, COO, Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO, Mr. Nakul Sharma, COS, and Mr. Atul Singh, Functional Head, Sales and Marketing. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you, Navin. Good afternoon to you, all of you, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the maiden Dhampur Bioorganics earnings conference call. As you are aware, DBO has come into being due to the demerger of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited. The details of demerger have been uploaded on our website. I would like to begin with my sort of a brief overview on the sugar scenario. As we are aware, the sugar industry in India produced 36 million tons of sugar this year, and about 3.5 million tons of sugar was diverted into ethanol production. The country is expected to export a record 10 million tons plus, about 10.5 million tons of sugar. The domestic consumption is pegged at 27.5 million tons, and this would leave us with an opening stock of about 6.7 million tons. The production scenario for next year is equally bullish. The industry estimates are the sugar production next year should again be in the region of 36 million tons. The ethanol diversion is expected to reach about 4.5 million tons equivalent sugar diversion. The industry is requesting the government to permit the export of sugar for the coming year in order to take advantage of the firm international prices and for them to plan their production, for them to do their production planning accordingly. The big highlight and the big success story for the Indian sugar industry has been the tremendously successful biofuels program and the ethanol program. Of course, the government policies have been, you know, they have encouraged the steady development of this program. As I already mentioned, about 33.5 million tons of sugar was diverted for ethanol production, and in the coming year, it's expected to reach 4.5 million tons. The total quantities, about 443 crore liters of LOIs were issued, and about 441 crore liters of contract was contracted by the various oil marketing companies. The breakup is the cane, the sugar made from direct cane juice. The ethanol was about 80 crore liters. From B-heavy, it was about 2,270 crore liters, and from C final molasses, it stood at only 13.32 crore liters. The other feedstocks provided about 81 crore liters of ethanol production. On the global front, the current year, there was a sort of a deficit of about 2.5 million tons. In the year going forward, the overall international consensus estimates are about 3 million tons of surplus. 1.6 or deficit this year?
Next year.
Oh, sorry, 1.6 is supposed to be the expected surplus next year. I stand corrected. With this, I would like to hand the. After this, I would like to invite Nalin, our CFO, to give the brief highlights of our financial performance. Over to you, Nalin.
Thank you, Gautam. Good afternoon, and thank you once again for joining us on this call. First, I would like to start with our key highlights of this season. All our three plants have completed a clean crushing for this season. Overall, we crushed 39.8 lakh million tons of sugarcane as compared to 38 million lakh tons last year. Out of that, we diverted 1.95 lakh million tons towards syrup-derived ethanol. And also we diverted sugar in form of B-heavy molasses, 51,000 tons, which is 35% more diversion this season. Also, the sugar costing is higher on account of cost of production is higher on account of the higher state advice price by 25 rupees per quintal. Overall, UP cane availability and the sugar production we see is down as compared to last year. But if we see, DBU has been able to crush more 1.75 lakh million tons as compared to last year. During this year, in Q4 FY22, in January 22, we successfully commissioned our distillery and expanded capacity from 1,50,000 liters per day to 2,50,000 liters per day in terms of C-heavy molasses. In terms of B-heavy molasses, distillery capacity stand at 312,500 liters per day. And I'm also glad to inform you all that we, in just a few days back, successfully commissioned our country liquor manufacturing facility. Our capacity for country liquor will be around 2.8 million cases per annum. So after the operational numbers, I'll take you through the key figures of key highlights of the financial part. First, from the sugar segment company as a whole, our sugar realization for Q1 FY23 stood at 35.6 per kg as against 33.69 per kg last year in the same period. Sugar sale in this quarter stood at 0.99 lakh tons against 0.72 lakh tons in June quarter last year. The inventory as on 30th June stood at 2.15 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 33.95 per kg. As you are aware that state advice price as compared to last year was increased to 350 per quintal against 325 last year, last year. So, cost of production could not be offset fully by the sale realization in this quarter. The company sold 209 lakh bulk liters of ethanol in this quarter against 169 lakh bulk. Out of this, 169 lakh bulk liters of ethanol is derived out of B-heavy at an average realization of 58.7 per liter. And out of 209 lakh liters of ethanol, we supplied 40 lakh liters of ethanol which has been derived out of syrup. Syrup realization for this quarter stood at 63.18 per liter. Last year in this quarter we supplied 73 lakh liters of ethanol. B-heavy, last year average realization stood at 57.39. On the power segment side, we supplied 5.88 crore units of against 6.15 crore units in the same period last year. Out of this generated power, we exported 2.04 crore units at an average realization of 3.3 per unit in this quarter as compared to 2.75 crore units in the same quarter last year. Our revenue EBITDA and PBT in this quarter stood at 495 crore revenue, 35 crore EBITDA and 12 crore PBT as compared to revenue of 351 crores last year, 35 crore EBITDA and 17 crore of PBT. Profit after tax in this quarter stood at 8.24 crore against 13.78 crore last year. Our interest cost increased to 14 crore as against 10.48 crore last year. Interest cost increase is mainly on account of accelerated cane price and higher inventory we are carrying. As on date, as we speak, we have fully paid our cane price. There is no cane price arrears at this point of time. If we talk about our business-wise, segment-wise performance, the sugar division reported revenue of 444 crores, which accounts for 74% of total revenue, as compared to 81% last year. EBIT in this segment stood at almost at zero as compared to profit of 1.5 crores last year. Ethanol in this quarter, revenue from ethanol segment at 125 crores as against 43 crores last year. Ethanol revenue tripled almost as compared to June quarter last year on account of expanded capacity operation this year. EBIT in this quarter from ethanol segment stood at 21 crores as against 16 crore last year. During this quarter, power revenue stood at 34 crores with a profit of 13 crores as against revenue of 35 crores and profit of 12 crore last year. During this quarter, we made repayment of 15.6 crore of long-term loans. As on 30th June 2022, our loans stood at 153 crores. All our loans are concessional loan, be it soft loan, be it from SGF, and be it for expansion of distillery. So these were the key highlights on our financial highlights.
And sorry, I would like to just point a slight correction on the crushing numbers. The cane crush for this year is about 39.75 lakh tons, and for last year it was about 38 lakh tons.
Yes.
We crushed 1.9 lakh tons of cane higher than last year, that's about 5% higher, and we've diverted about close to 1.95 lakh tons of cane into ethanol production.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. So these were the broad highlights from on the operational part and the financial part. So we would like to invite the questions and queries from the participants. So over to you, Naveen.
Thank you very much for that introductory note. We'll now have the Q&A session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants may ask their questions in Hindi or English as per their choice and comfort. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you.
The first question is from the line of Sanjay Manial. Can you proceed?
Hi, sir. Just want to understand a few things. One specifically on the the ethanol cost of production. What we believe that on a B heavy ethanol side, we have mentioned the cost of production is somewhere around 46.56, whereas transfer pricing for the B heavy is 10.4 per liter or per kg. So if you can explain this a bit, what my understanding is that the extraction from the B heavy molasses to the B heavy ethanol is somewhere around 1/3 or 33%. Then ideally the costing, in my understanding, could be somewhere around, not more than 40 rupees. That also include the part of depreciation. So how this 46 would have been arrived? If you can explain that, that's my first question.
Yeah. Thank you, Sanjay. Sanjay, as you rightly mentioned, we have increased our transfer pricing from 8,000 per ton to 10,400 per ton of B-heavy molasses. You rightly mentioned that recovery from B-heavy molasses was around somewhere around 31. But during this quarter, I would like to invite my... if you remember, we discussed and we announced that our distillery was commissioned somewhere in January 22. That got stabilized till March, but during this quarter we faced certain issues, teething issues in distillery operations, and we also took the shutdown in this period for normal repair maintenance and to see that some lacunas which were there in commissioning of the distillery, which we improved upon. So considering those impact, yes, distillery cost is higher on the part because of the lower recovery this quarter, but definitely this will not come 40. We can touch base separately, but some part is on account of lower recovery, but considering 10,400 tons, and you, if you take the 7 rupees cost, so it will come around 41 rupees, 41 to 42 rupees a liter.
Yeah, so Sanjay, basically what Nalin is saying, stating, our distillery was commissioned in January. As you are aware, this year has been a fairly chaotic year with a lot of plants being commissioned. So during the commissioning stages, we did find that there were some areas and scope for improvement, especially when we were to divert back to be heavy. And we also have an annual maintenance shutdown in the month of June. So during that period, we did our annual maintenance and also made the necessary rectifications. Our overall yields in this quarter was not as per the desired expectations, but all the problems have been stabilized, and we do presume that going forward the yields will be as per the desired norms and levels. Also, one must keep in mind that the input costs have increased across board. Fuel costs have gone up, the chemical costs have gone up, and they too have a bearing on the cost of production. So trust this answers your question.
Yeah, so in general, in a normalized scenario, what ideally could be the cost of production, and what ideally could be the margins in the from the B-heavy ethanol front and on from the syrup side? So if we are producing ethanol from syrup, then what could be the normalized margin in both the segments?
See, now again, these are little, the numbers from syrup and from will depend at the sort of the pollen cane or the sugar content in the syrup. And the normalized margins with Nalin already highlighted the correct normalized margin. Nalin, do you want to continue regarding the margins with
you? Yeah, so if we, Sanjay, if we take 30.5 recovery to be on normalized number, so 42 against the sale price of 15, so this seems to be a fair number. Of course, there would be some time will go up beyond this recovery, we'll have some other issues, but this you can take as normalized number.
And what could be the quantity which we will be sort of producing or selling in terms of ethanol in this financial year?
Financial year.
What would be the volume?
Total contracted quantity is around 9.7 crore liters, against which we already supplied roughly 4.
Sanjay, basically we contracted about 9.7 crore liters for the ethanol year, which fundamentally is from December to November. We hope to be close to our contracted quantities. For the coming year, we are waiting for the policies for the coming year to be clear. But as you know, our distillery is now pretty much operating at full capacity. We are confident with its operation. Depending on the final policy and the final ethanol numbers, at this stage we have no reason to believe that we will not be maximizing our ethanol capacity. I mean, so therefore, looking at the final cane numbers, looking at the final pricing, as and when that becomes clear, we do foresee that we would like to maximize our distillery capacity going forward, including when the season starts. Difficult to give an exact number for the entire financial year, but the numbers on hand are what we have contracted for and the distillery capacity. Thank you.
And Sanjay, just to add on, in this ethanol supply year till now, we have supplied 1 crore 60 lakh liter, which was manufactured out of syrup. So that is already over. So as Gautam mentioned, we'll be pretty close to our annual contracted quantity.
Okay. So one last question I have on the cost of production from the sugar side, or what we have mentioned that this quarter's means cost of production for sugar is 35 rupees. I understand that you have taken syrup operations this quarter, so that probably would have reduced the production. But when we calculate the profitability of the sugar segment during the quarter, I believe the FIFO method of the generally takes place in the inventory valuation. And if your cost of production or if your inventory valuation was 32.76 last quarter, ideally, we should have made 3 rupees over there. How this means, what exactly has changed over here, if you can explain that?
Every part. So, Sanjay, one unique phenomena happened in this quarter. We have three plants, so out of three plants, two plants, Mansoorpur and Asmauli, are manufacturing 100% refined sugar. Now the third plant, the Mirganj one, we are not selling any major white sugar out of that. We are refining, we have manufactured raw sugar in that plant, and we are refining that raw sugar at Asmauli unit. So what happened, we had 3 lakh quintals of a stock of raw sugar of that unit. Now that stock we processed in this quarter, and because of that, cost of production of that March, which is, I believe, is essentially your query, that also got added on top of that March valuation. So because of that, this anomaly you can see. So in coming quarter, this will get normalized. Apart from that, considering the overall downtrend in UP recovery, yes, our recovery for this season was down by 0.48% this season. So impact of that is also loaded on this inventory valuation. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from Nimish Seth from GT Advisory. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Goyal, and to the management team, and congratulations for the successful spin-off. I have a couple of questions. The first is, when do we list our shares of Dhampur Bio? Can you give us an update on that? Second is, we are extremely happy that you are declaring your results so early, and I hope this is going to be part of what Dhampur Bio does in the future too. I have a couple of more questions, so if you want me to rattle them first, or you'll answer them one by one.
Mr. Seth, please go ahead.
The next question actually is on CapEx. If you see your sugar capacity and your district capacity, there's scope for further expansion. So are there any plans to expand the distillery or any other facility? And what would that be, and what would the cost be, and the timelines? Minority shareholder, we would like to know what your dividend policy would be going forward.
Any other question, Mr. Seth?
Yeah, just one small thing. I noticed that the Dhampur brand has come to our company, DBO.
Yeah, that's yes.
Yeah, how large is, what are the revenues from Dhampur? Anything that you can give us some sense or?
Lovely. So, Nalin, do you want to take the first question?
Yeah, so, Mr. Seth, on the listing part, post effectiveness of the scheme and post allotment of the shares, we have already applied to both the exchanges, Bombay Stock Exchange being the designated stock exchange, and National Stock Exchange, Long Bank means last month. So, we are in advanced stage of getting the approval, trading approval. We have already received in principle approval from NSE. We are in touch with Bombay Stock Exchange. We expect it to happen very soon. So it not take much of time now.
All right. I will, on the results, Mr. Seth, thank you very much. I think congratulations goes to the entire team. You are right. We do plan to be prompt with our results. We do plan to be prompt and transparent with our results. And, I mean, that sort of seems to be the corporate thought processes going forward. With respect to the CapEx plan, I have Sandeep here with me, who is our COO. But I would just like to say, obviously, you know, a lot of these plans are under discussion at our board level. We will not be able to give you any highlights. But the basic genesis of what and how we are thinking, I would like to ask Sandeep to give his point of view.
Good afternoon. We have 3 units, and 2 units in Mirganj and Asmauli. We have very lot of land, cultivated land, and lot of scope of cane development. So we are aggressively and seriously cane development program, and then we will capitalize our plant.
on the difference. So, including the ethanol plan, you know, what we do firmly believe, Mr. Seth, going forward, it is important that ethanol, I mean, obviously, the ethanol policy is very exciting. As a company, you know, and pretty much the entire sugar sector, we are all very enthused and bullish on the ethanol policy. But I think what is more important over here is we have to have complete visibility of raw material. We don't want to have ideal capital line. Our distillery, we already expanded our distillery from about 150 kL per day C equivalent to 250 kL per day C equivalent or 312 kL. In the current sugar year, the entire plant should be operating at its desired capacity. Going forward, as we have a bigger, better visibility for our cane development, and we do believe cane should go up, you know, there is no reason for it to not go up. Our distillery expansion plans will sort of be in tandem with our assurance of raw material supply. On the dividend front, I think Nalin, do you want to give some highlights?
Yeah, so we have hosted our policy on the dividend. Please, you can go to our website, dampur.com. We have given full document our policy. Of course, this is going, dividend is going to be connected with the profits. And after considering the capex, the financial commitments of keeping certain part as contingencies, so that policy has been framed keeping all those factors in mind. In case you have any further query, you can be in touch with our secretarial department and even with me or any person of the management.
Sure, sir.
And lastly, for Dhampur, Mukul, do you want to give any sort of highlights of the Dhampur brand?
Basically, our target is close to 20,000 tons of sugar to sale per annum. But right now, there is a lot of competition due to the some Reliance, Steel Share. So we are basically expecting to get our realization equivalent to bulk, then we will be happy. But we are increasing the volume gradually.
So, but as a policy, you know, we do have some small products on the other way around, but we don't want to be a discounted seller. You know, we want, and the marketplace is fairly dynamic now. You have e-commerce, you have the general trade. So as Mukul is saying, we are going to be seriously pursuing our brand and seriously pursuing our growth, but without looking to discount our product to push sales.
Noted.
Does this answer the question?
Absolutely. One last question, sorry. You spoke about cane. Last year, FY22, you crushed 40 lakh tons of cane. Okay, that's in your presentation.
Yeah. Financial advice. Yeah.
Sorry. In FY22, you crushed 40 lakh tons of cane, and that's the you've disclosed that number. Just a sense for the current year, what does it look like? Is it going to be higher, lower?
It's quite interesting. I just came from the ISMA meeting, and ISMA sort of highlighted the cane growth in UP to be about close to 20%. And our cane surveys are going on. The weather has been kind. The cane prices, as you are aware, were increased. So we see no reason to believe our reason should be our sort of cane growth should be any different. I mean, but again, too early to say. I don't want to give any forward-looking statement. The industry expectations are 20% higher. The weather has been good.
Okay, so basically expecting higher production of cane this year.
That would be correct. That would be my sense.
Everything is in falls in place. Okay, understood. Thank you so much and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question is from Mr. Udit Gupta, individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is that, sir, I got your ethanol capacity in terms of sir, KLPD. Sir, but in terms of liters, sir, how much is a realistic figure, sir? About 9 crore, 8 crores, sir, how much is it?
Okay, Udit, our desire is to operate our plant close to full capacity throughout. We have done a lot of work and we continue to do a lot of work. So there were some teething problems this year. The plant was commissioned. We've overcome those teething problems. So, I mean, going forward, barring regular shutdown, regular maintenance problems and regular shutdowns for maintenance, we do hope to be achieving close to our desired and rated capacity. That is the sort of company and our serious endeavors.
Sir, it would be close to 9 crores, sir?
I mean, roughly we do believe we want to be operating close to the entire year, 350 days, at close to the desired rated capacity. I think that is our sort of internal targets and goals.
I get it. And sir, right now there is no further capacity expansion which is ongoing or anything like that in distillery?
Not for this financial year. I mean, the distillery just got commissioned in January. So we have the entire year for next year to sort of take advantage of the desired capacity. As I mentioned in answering Mr. Sid before, we want to make sure that we have no idle capacity. We should be diverting adequate amount of cane to produce alcohol. So we want to make sure our balance is healthy. We don't want to have idle capacity. I mean, that's for sure.
I get. And sir, what would be our processing cost per liter of ethanol, sir? So roughly, just a ballpark figure.
Nalin, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, so it is 7.5 rupees a liter.
So this includes the transportation cost?
Yeah, it includes transportation cost because the transportation is happening for our units only, so it includes.
It includes it. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So conversion cost only.
It's only the conversion. Doesn't include transportation. Sorry, so this, I think there's a...
That, this includes the transportation.
Some of the molasses which is transported, it includes that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. That was the last question in the queue. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Goyal for closing remarks.
Thank you, Naveen. Thank you. On behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics, we would like to thank all of you for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or email. You can also visit our website, dhampur.com, and post any queries you have and we will get back to you promptly. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKPA Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.